Across northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 50s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, mid-20s with wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 50s, around 60. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 30s. As we enter Friday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, breezy. We'll see temps at 71. Right now, it's 43.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Capitol Council announcing that Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas joining the firm as a partner. Roberts retired from the U.S. Senate in January after serving four terms, also had eight terms in the U.S. House, and is a U.S. Marine. Roberts is the only member of Congress to serve as chairman of both the House and Senate Ag committees. Capitol Council is adding depth to their team. Last month, it announced John Jonas and Marty Kendrick had joined the team, coming from Akin Gump, Jim Davidson from the firm Polsinelli, and Obama administration alum Robert Diamond worked on the Biden campaign and also joined Capitol Council. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval commenting on the recent proposal by several lawmakers to tax unrealized capital gains at death and roll back the stepped-up basis on those gains. He said that taxing capital gains when a loved one passes away would have a devastating impact on farm and ranch families, even more so if the stepped-up basis tool is taken out of that toolbox. Stepped-up basis encourages families to grow their businesses and pass them to a next generation, and elimination could force those families to sell the farm just to pay the taxes. He said the value of many farms tied up in land and equipment and cash flow on most farms is much too small to pay large capital gains taxes. The taxes would cause further consolidation in agriculture, with small farms more likely to be forced out of business by that tax liability. He said he's confident that that's not what Congress intends, and Farm Bureau is urging lawmakers to discard the, quote, misguided proposals. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, after the extreme cold stint that we had last month, more Kansans across the state that live in more rural and smaller communities are starting to get the grunt of some of the bills as the gas bills begin to come into the mail.
We have lawyers out there working to prove this was maybe possibly price gouging. Our gas budget for our gas purchase is $85,000 a year. In the month of February only, our bill was $300,000.
That was Tara Pierce, the city clerk for the city of Argonia on KWCH News, where they say the city is working on solutions for their residents who have seen gas bills up over $2,000 for the month of February. And they say as long as they're willing to try and pay them, they're willing to work on payment plans.
As long as they're trying to make that payment, we will work with them.
In other news, an 18-year-old was struck and killed by a semi in northern Kansas yesterday morning. Cake News reports the event happened in Jewell County when a pedestrian was on the shoulder of the highway and was loading traffic control equipment into a trailer. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Good America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Republicans in the GOP-controlled state House have formally registered their opposition to Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's plan for encouraging counties to keep mask mandates in place. The state House representatives yesterday voted 84 to 39 for a resolution telling legislative leaders to use their power under a new law to revoke any order from Governor Kelly for a new statewide mask policy. Kelly has said that she will issue an order Thursday, though counties will be able to opt out. Meanwhile, Shawnee County confirmed their first three cases of the coronavirus variant first identified in the United Kingdom. In other news, one of Kansas legislature's most powerful lawmakers, is eligible to be paid nearly $500 every 2 weeks. He remains in leadership while he fights charges of driving under the influence and trying to elude law enforcement. The Kansas City Star reports that payments can't continue even though Kansas Senate Majority Leader Gene Sullentrop turned over the bulk of his duties before he was charged on Friday last week in the March 16th incident in Topeka. He's given no indication he plans to resign or give up his prestigious leadership position, meaning he continues to hold power that can't be delegated and remains influential. Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraskans who buy fireworks in-state could have more choices after lawmakers advanced a bill to broaden the kinds that can legally be sold. Senators gave the measure first-round approval with a 40-3 vote. The proposal by Senator Julie Slama of Peru is designed to give residents more choices without having to travel to neighboring Iowa or South Dakota, where regulations are more lax. It would define consumer fireworks based on how they're classified under federal regulations. Other legislative news, Nebraska lawmakers have advanced a bill to lay the groundwork for an emergency suicide and mental health hotline. Senators gave the measure first-round approval with a 41-0 vote. Senator Patty Pansing Brooks of Lincoln introduced the measure in response to a new federal law that will create a 988 number for suicide prevention calls. I'm Rick Averett. That's a look at your Wednesday Nebraska news here on the Mid-America Network.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stuckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Ag News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. After a year of COVID-related shutdowns where many local events were suspended, it appears the 2021 events are at least being tentatively scheduled. Recent retail promotions in several area communities have been well received, and local merchants are noticing increases in business and traffic. May kicks off with the return of the White Way Car Run Saturday the 1st, with starting points in Atchison and Concordia, converging on a stop in Frankfort. Marysville Chamber and Main Street has announced that the Mother's Day Market will return this spring. Director Kate Tomer comments.
So we have the Mother's Day Market, which is May 8th and 9th. Following that, on May 20th, we have our first business after hours of the year, which is at Galloway, Uyghurs, and Brinegar, and they're celebrating their 75th anniversary. Big Blue River Days and the annual car show is June 4th and 5th.
And if people would like to participate as a vendor in any of this, or who should they contact?
They can contact Michelle Weitzel or myself.
The Big Kansas Road Trip, which includes Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties, was postponed from last year and is rescheduled May 6th through the 9th. The Washington County Rodeo will return in June, along with the Hanover Days of 49. Days of 49 announcing this week this year's parade theme will be banned cartoon characters. Summer events include the rescheduled Beach Boys concert at Alcove Springs in July, and the Marshall County Fair has announced the carnival will return this year. Another big fall event recently announced was the return of Boss Nationals in September, as well as the Traveling Wall Vietnam exhibit, rescheduled this fall in Marysville.
Lori Moore with Washington County Tourism noted some other fall activities.
Well, the Hollenbeck Station will have their annual event in the fall, which they have. Of course, the Best Burger Contest has been there. The other outdoor events, Alacoque Springs will be doing their event this fall. And I think the treasure hunt along U.S. Highway 36, which encompasses everyone in September 17th, 18th, and 19th, will also be involved. It's just a matter of getting in your car, driving to a small town. We don't have to worry as much right now. And you can be safe and visit to like the Sixth Principal Meridian near Mahaska. Many people don't know about it. It's out in the country up against the Nebraska line. And it's being kind of renovated again if you've never been there. I've had some people from out of state just sent me some nice thank you notes for having it out there and open to the public. So we have, it's more going to be those little things that you find, those little niche things you find yourself. Of course, the U.S. 36 treasure hunt is always great and brings people from all over the United States.
Gloria Moore, a recent guest on our public affairs program, also commented on the Best Burger Contest initiated by the Kansas U.S. Highway 36 Association, whereby residents chose the best burger designation in each county along U.S. 36.
Each county could have their locals vote for who they consider the best burger. Washington County happened to be in Lynn American Legion was the winner. And in Marshall County, it was Little Haps and Home. And it was a great contest. You can go to the U.S. Highway 36 website or just put in U.S. Highway 36 Best Burger, and you will pop up with all the counties from Rawlins clear over to Doniphan because everyone became involved, and it was a great contest. Everyone enjoyed themselves.
Judy A. Garten, age 77, of Diller, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Interment at a later date in the Prairie Home Cemetery near Diller. Registration book Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Judy Garten.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All ship free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. We've had this cold front already move through. That's still bringing us some chilly temperatures out there for this Wednesday. It does look like with this high pressure system overhead, sunny skies for today, dry weather for tonight, and we'll continue to see high pressure system overhead all the way through the end of the week and into the start of the weekend with mostly sunny skies. And for Easter Sunday, we're still looking at sunny skies. We'll see a shift in the wind back out of the south, bringing warmer temperatures for Friday, continuing into the holiday weekend. So across the area, sunny, breezy, lower 50s with wind gust at 30. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, clear, 37. And Friday, sunny, breezy, warmer in the lower 70s. That's your forecast. This is weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Build the best Easter basket ever. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville makes it easy to surprise your loved ones. Start with a gorgeous basket and fill it with Melissa and Doug toys, sports team merchandise, luxury personal care items for him and her, interactive plush animals, and Russell Stover candy. Make it the best Easter ever with Reflections Hallmark. More than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature late March, 62. Record high on this date, 92. The average low 35 and the record low is 13. Sunrise this morning, 7:13. Sunset this evening at 7:50.
Our small business services include inventory building loans, loans for major purchases of equipment, assistance with vehicle leasing, commercial real estate loans at competitive rates, loans for startups and lines of credit, to name a few of the quality services we can provide. Ask any local small business if we know our stuff. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Next weekend's weather hold clues about the season ahead? It's a look at Easter weather folklore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 31st, the 90th day of the year. Actor Christopher Walken has a birthday, and Google introduced Gmail on this day in 2004. We've been looking at weather lore associated with the Easter weekend and found a basket full of wisdom to share. One legend says, if it rains Easter Sunday, it will rain every Sunday for 7 weeks. Another predicts, if there is enough rain to wet a pocket handkerchief, there will be good crops this year. And another proverb says it's the weekend after Easter that really matters. It says the weather on the first Sunday after Easter will settle the weather for the whole summer. Rain or shine, we hope one of those brings some optimism for the season ahead. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Wednesday. The Kansas City Chiefs and defensive tackle Jaron Reed have agreed to a $5 million one-year contract that could be worth up to $7 million. That gives the AFC champions another interior pass rusher to play alongside Chris Jones. The deal was reached late Sunday and represents another big step toward improving the Chiefs' meager pass rush. The 28-year-old Reed was a second-round pick by the Seahawks in the 16 draft. He spent his entire career in Seattle, where he had a reputation as a run stuffer, but showed he could get to the quarterback. The couple who own a massive Interstate 80 travel center in eastern Iowa have donated $10 million to support the Iowa football program and other athletic department projects. The Will and Renee Moon Excellence Fund will endow the head football coaching position in perpetuity. Kirk Ferentz and those who follow him will hold the formal title of Moon Family Head Football Coach. Mid-America Network Sports.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Now to the big dance. Gonzaga's bid for a perfect season will continue into the Final Four of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Meanwhile, UCLA's unexpected run through the tournament continues. UCLA survived a series of nail-biting misses by top-seeded Michigan in the closing seconds of a 51-49 victory that made the Bruins the fifth number 11 seed to ever reach the Final Four. Johnny Zujang poured in 28 points despite playing most of the second half on a sore ankle. So as we head into the weekend with Final Four madness, it'll be Houston and Baylor. They'll tip it off at 4:14 Saturday afternoon. Then UCLA and Gonzaga will have the night game with a 7:34 tip. The NFL increasing the regular season to 17 games and reducing the preseason to 3. Team owners yesterday approved the 17th game, marking for the first time in 43 years the regular season has been increased. It went from 14 to 16 games in 1978. Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Give your trees a bit of attention this spring and reap the benefits throughout the coming year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Properly prune out dead, broken, or discolored branches you can safely reach. Hire a certified arborist with the training, experience, and equipment for managing large trees. You can find a list of certified arborists in your area at treesaregood.org. Make sure your tree receives sufficient water now and throughout the year. Water thoroughly whenever the top 4 to 6 inches of soil are crumbly and just slightly moist. Apply 10 gallons of water for each inch of trunk diameter. Apply the needed water throughout the area under the tree canopy. Pull mulch away from the trunk of the tree. Replenish mulch if needed to maintain a 3 to 4 inch layer. Expand the mulch bed as wide as you can tolerate. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
He was born on the frontier, and the frontier life is perhaps all he ever knew. So it should be no surprise that when Alexander set out on his own as a fur trapper, he would earn the respect of people of all backgrounds and build a new town in the wilderness. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get
Pivot Bio Proven.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot Bio Proven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Alexander Faribault was born in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin in 1806. His birthplace and his family heritage would prove valuable in his future endeavors.
His father was Jean-Baptiste Faribault, who was a French-Canadian fur trader. His mother, Pelagie, is a Dakota woman, so Alexander himself was of mixed race. And that kinship connection with the Dakota, who were here, of course, thousands of years before settlers arrived, would prove to be very important in his career.
Sue Garwood is the executive director of the Rice County Historical Society in Faribault, Minnesota. During the War of 1812, Alexander's father was captured, and his mother successfully escaped with her two young children, paddling up the Mississippi River to find safety with the Dakota Indians.
So Alexander spent formative years from the age of about 6 to about 10 living full-time with the Dakota. So his first language was Dakota, his second language was French, and his third language was English.
After the war, young Alexander moved with his family to Minnesota and followed in his father's footsteps as a fur trapper.
And at the age of 21, he was independently bonded to become a fur trader. And with that was given the assignment to establish a fur trading post.
In 1834, Alexander moved his trading post to the confluence of the Strait and Cannon Rivers. A settlement formed there, and the town took his name, Faribault. His first home was a log cabin, but 19 years later, he built a home that still stands.
The first framed house in all of Rice County, and we have reason to believe the first south of the Twin Cities. It was built in 1853, so 5 years before we were a state.
You can see that home yet today along the Strait River in the town named for the man who first arrived to trade for furs with the natives of the area. Traveling the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Lease a new 2021 Dodge Ram 1500 Warlock Quad Cab V8 for just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Beatrice. That's right. Drive away today in a new Ram 1500. Serious performance and rugged function with luxury appointments. MSRP 43640, 10,000 miles per year with 36-month agreement. Tax, title, license fees excluded. $41,144 sales price, $4,750 lease rebates. Must lease through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. $299 due at signing with lease rate just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
A raised bed garden has a lot of benefits, but only if the soil is good. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep the bags of potting soil for your containers and work with your native soil as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Raised beds are the answer to a lot of gardeners' prayers. The soil warms up quicker for planting in the spring. It isn't compacted from foot traffic, and the beds are easy to maintain. However, for the best performance, the soil you fill them with should match your climate, your native soil type, and what you plan on growing. Bob Palomsky is an extension horticulturist at Clemson University. He says do not use soilless potting mixes designed for container gardening.
They contain
perlite and peat moss, vermiculite. These are great materials for containers. But once you go out into the garden and you start incorporating these soilless bagged materials, you create havoc in that environment. You mess up the soil pH. You affect mineral availability. You also affect drainage.
Work with your native soil and add well-composted organic amendments to it, such as grass clippings, leaves, and pine bark. The first step in filling the bed is to decide where the pathways around it will be.
We could take soil from the pathways, incorporate them into the middle, which is going to be our raised bed. And then also at the same time, as I move that soil, I'm adding organic material. I'm figuring about 2 inches of this material across the entire length of the bed, and then incorporating that to a depth of 8 to 12 inches would be ideal.
At the end of the growing season, put in a cover crop or add mulch to the bed so it can be incorporated into the soil next spring. Also, be sure to test your soil so you can adjust the pH or add any minerals that are deficient before you plant. Learn more about raised bed soil at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Warehouse in Waterville is a Twin Valley thrift shop, with all proceeds benefiting local residents of Twin Valley Developmental Services. Stop by and browse the items on display, including used furniture and appliances. The Twin Valley Thrift Shop, the Warehouse in Waterville, is also accepting donations of good, clean merchandise. For pickup, call Stacy at 363-2490 or drop off at the Warehouse in Waterville.
To One of my favorite childhood memories is walking through my family's garden in the summer. Now as an adult, I love everything about gardening. The growth and transformation it represents, the beauty it creates, and the dedication it requires. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, maintaining a financial strategy is a little bit like gardening. You start with a vision. What's your purpose in life? And following that, you need to take steps to create the strategy. What are the tools and the solutions you need to best utilize money as a tool? Take an inventory of your expenses, your savings, and your assets. And if you need help, check in with a financial professional. You can think of them as your master gardener. Consistently evaluate where you're at and make adjustments as you approach each life stage. It takes commitment and discipline, but it's worth it. And don't forget that your financial strategy should be well-rounded and include generosity. It'll help you live a life of meaning and gratitude. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
Nebraska successfully tests E30 gasoline in non-flex fuel vehicles. Details today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Farmers, are you tired of using talc and graphite? I never imagined getting excited about a seed lubricant, but then I never expected anything like Dust. Dust is made 100% from U.S. soy, and that makes it cleaner and safer to use than traditional talc and graphite. Dust is farmer-proven in the field. The future of seed lubricants is here. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST. Nebraska state officials, the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, and the Nebraska Ethanol Board ran a year-long test of E30 gasoline in standard fuel vehicles and learned it works just fine. Automakers are okay with blends up to E15 in most passenger vehicles made since 2001, but Roger Berry of the Nebraska Ethanol Board says cars using E30 blends would boost ethanol demand and run cleaner.
It is critical that we immediately start reducing the greenhouse gas emissions from our transportation sector. Since ethanol has great properties of eliminating those greenhouse gases and a lot of the other pollutants that go along with straight gasoline, it is essential that we begin to use higher blends, because the more ethanol we use in our fuel, the greater it decreases those emissions that come out of our cars.
Berry says the test demonstrates there's room to raise the blend rate.
For the automobile manufacturers to start producing the cars made specifically for E30 fuel, they have to know that the legacy fleet on the road today can use that same fuel. That is exactly why we have demonstrated with this project that today's cars will not be found along the side of the road as junk because they put E30 into their car.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
March is Ag Month, and Fairbury Livestock Company proudly salutes the fellow ag and agribusiness affiliates for helping provide so many varied jobs, products, and services to the community and our country. Thank you from your friends here at Fairbury Livestock Company. Come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Ag News, soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're a few days away from corn planting here in Kansas, but that doesn't mean that corn planting hasn't been going on already in other states.
We do see quite a bit of corn already in the ground in states like Louisiana and Texas. Those are the two states among reporting states leading the way in corn planting as of March 28. Louisiana coming in at 74% of its intended corn acreage planted. That's ahead of the five-year average of 64%. Texas, half of the intended acreage for corn planted by the 28th of March, slightly ahead of the five-year average of 46%.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says a couple of other states have gotten a jump on corn planting, too.
Mississippi, 24% planted, and even in Arkansas, 4% of the corn planted by March 28th.
so it won't be long now. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association, KSCorn.com. In Kansas, we're seeing a warm-up. It's slow. Northwest Kansas checking in at 39 to 41 degrees. Southwest Kansas a bit warmer at 49 to 51 degrees. And here in the south central and southeastern Kansas, the soil temperature at a 2-inch depth is 46 to 49 degrees. Oklahoma getting warmer. Southern sections of Oklahoma, along with central and eastern sections, all reporting 54 to 58 degrees. So it is warming up in Oklahoma, except for the Panhandle, where those temperatures are running at 43 to 45 degrees. It gets a little warmer as you get to the eastern sections of the Panhandle, but 43 to 45 degrees for the most part in the Panhandle. Ag News. Soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard, and they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack considering ways to get more land taken out of production and enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program. During an online appearance with the National Press Club, Vilsack said he wants to work with states and look at ways to increase those payments for CRP. Fewer than 20.8 million acres currently enrolled in CRP, far short of the 25 million acre limit set by Congress for fiscal year 2021. Now, of that current acreage, 3 million is in contracts set to expire this fall, another 4 million acres due to leave the program in 2022. Now, Vilsack brought up the program in response to a question about what he wanted to address climate change. He said he would hope that in the near future look at ways in which might encourage farmers who have marginal land to consider possibly utilizing that marginal land in the CRP program. He said he wants to figure out ways to encourage states to work with USDA and innovations and creative ways to encourage more participation in the CRP program. He also said CRP payments should be high enough to get people enrolled in the program without distorting land markets. Rooftop growing and community gardens cannot provide sufficient nutrition for people in urban settings. That is a new study by a Penn State researcher. The findings suggest that it's not possible using predominant commodities and common urban agriculture production of today to meet the nutritional needs of Chicago within a radius of under 400 miles, given the cropland and pasture land available without fortifying foods with vitamin D and supplementing foods with vitamin B12, Penn State said. The study was the first to examine the amount of land needed to meet food demand while accounting for a range of nutritional needs, not just calories or quantities. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers Cooperative would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to our customers for your business. We've served producers for over 117 years and continue to look for ways to help your farming operation succeed. Farmers Cooperative is here for your grain, agronomy, precision ag, feed, tire, lubricants, and energy needs. Visit us online at myfarmerscoop.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
homeowners have a sump pump to prevent water from seeping in the basement. Check on it now so you're not surprised later on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher load capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way to together. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
In our basement collects excess water around the house and pumps it out so the basement doesn't flood. Before all the snow melts and the rain starts pouring, this is a good time to be sure your sump pump is working. Tom Scherer is an extension agricultural engineer at North Dakota State University. He says there are two basic types. Pedestal pump motors sit above the sump pit and the pump sits on the bottom. A ball float connected by a rod to a switch near the motor turns the pump on and off. Submersible pumps are designed to be submerged in water, and both can have issues.
All pumps have a motor. The most failure part usually is the switch that turns it on and off. The sump usually has a lot of water in it, so you got a high humidity, so any electrical contacts can get corroded or worn off. The submersibles, one of the main thing that goes out in them is they typically have bearings that the impeller is attached to that's connected to the motor. And sometimes those bearings just kind of seize up.
The float moves according to the water level in the sump. When the water rises to a specific level, the pump turns on and then turns off when the water level drops to a certain point. So it's a good idea to check that the float is working correctly.
You know, if it's been a few years and it hasn't run for a while, or you haven't checked it for a while, it doesn't hurt to just pour water in it, or you can sometimes you can just lift on it for a short period of time and see if the pump turns on and so forth.
If you have a battery backup in case of a power outage, check the condition of the battery to be sure it's still holding a charge. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about sump pump maintenance at agriculture.com.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the USDA's prospective plantings report showed a lower than expected year-to-year increase for corn and soybeans. And wheat, really no big surprise that in combination with the grain stocks report, and we saw some huge jumps for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. As a matter of fact, May corn is up 25 at 564 and a quarter. July's up 25 at 547 and a half. Kansas City wheat, the May contract up 21 at 579 and a half. July's up 20 and three quarters at 585 and a half. Soybeans, limit higher. May beans up 70 at 1436 and three quarters. July beans up 70 at 1427 and three quarters. Soybean meal and soybean oil took a big jump as well. May soybean meal is up $25 at $423.20. July is up $24.70 at $424.80. Bean oil, May is up $2.50 at $52.96. July bean oil is up 248 points at $50.79. So big moves for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat on the other side of the USDA reports. Of course, when the feed prices go up, oftentimes cattle prices drop, and that was the case earlier. April live cattle still down 20 at 120.77, but June have bounced back up 35 at 122.57. Feeder cattle are still down. April feeders down 250 at 144.32. May
hay feeders down 235 at 149.85. That will probably continue through the remainder of the day. Hogs are down 2, of course. April hogs down 12 at $100.80, while May hogs are down 22 at 101.40. So lots of activity in the markets here as we roll through our Wednesday. Crude oil is down. May crude is down 14 cents at 60.14. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A little cold weather never hurt anybody, but with typical number 2 diesel, it can do a number on your field equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. That's how Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Seasonally Enhanced optimizes cold weather performance. Or stick with your fair weather friend, typical number 2. Your choice. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
March is Agriculture Appreciation Month, and all of us at Helena Agri Enterprises thanks the local ag industry for the products, services, and jobs provided that help enrich our lives and the livelihoods. Thank you so much for all our farmers and ranchers from your friends at Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Gabe Walsh, and you're about to listen to my single, Change Your World.
Hurt you over and over, yet you still stay down, down, down. And I don't understand it. One day you gon' see he ain't who you thought he'd be. I'll be right here waiting, girl, with arms wide open. Oh, I can't promise you a fairy tale and no magic wand to wave, but I can be there for you when you need good loving. I'll make all your pain go away.
might have money, but you are the gold mine. One day you won't see he ain't who you thought he'd be. I'll be right here waiting, girl, with arms wide open. Oh, I can't promise you a fairy tale and no magic wand to wave, but I can be there for you when you need good loving. I'll make all your pain go away. No, I can't give you the world. Yes, you deserve it, girl. You're my Cinderella. I'm that fella. Baby, let me change
Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.